Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the October 7th, 2007 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. Tonight, we have a very memorable program lined up for you. My patient Jason is joining us to share his story of battling a rare genetic disease called von Hippel-Lindau disease with naturopathic medicine. Von Hippel-Lindau disease is a rare genetic disorder that results with massive reoccurring tumor growth in the brain, spinal cord, kidneys, liver, and eyes. The treatment is symptomatic or surgery as the tumors develop, and the prognosis is typically very, very bad. Stay with us to learn more about this rare and deadly, or more about the rare and deadly von Hippel-Lindau disease and Jason's heroic battle against it, and the many surgeries he has endured, and how naturopathic medicine fares with this deadly genetic disease. I have a very important announcement to make. We have multiple changes in the lineup of the topics that we are airing in the next few weeks, so please disregard the calendar of topics that I announced last week. Here's the new lineup of topics coming up next week. Is another program you don't want to miss. I'll be replaying a program that first aired in 2005 when my patient Vince joined us to share his story of how he suffered for years with debilitating cluster headaches and daily stabbing eye pain. Tune in to hear Vince's story of how seeking help from the experts in both Hawaii and California without satisfaction. Then finally, how he eliminated his suffering with naturopathic medicine. Then in 2 weeks on October 21st, my patient June will be joining us to share her story of how she suffered with constant diarrhea for over 1 year. Tune in to learn how bad June's diarrhea was, how much weight she lost in that year, how conventional medicine failed her, and finally, what she did to beat the runs with naturopathic medicine. Then in 3 weeks, on October 28th, our topic will be open for discussion. Your calls and questions about health, wellness, and naturopathic medicine determines the topics of the evening. Then another can't-miss program on November 11th, my patient Evelyn will be joining us to share her 15-year battle with total body psoriasis. Evelyn's skin and entire body looked like she was badly burned. Her skin was beet red, raw, and swollen, and weeping fluid by the quart and shedding skin by the pound. Tune in to hear Evelyn tell her story of how long she suffered with psoriasis, how many medical doctors she sought for help, the many medications she took without relief, and finally what she did to eliminate this painful and embarrassing skin affliction with naturopathic medicine. Again next week, beating cluster headaches and extreme stabbing eye pain with Vince. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature Science Integrity. Nutrix Hawaii produces a bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. DeVita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Stay with us for more about my patient Jason's heroic battle against this rare von Hippel-Lindau disease. Jason and I will be right back after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Cheetah at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, we have a very special guest joining us. My patient Jason is joining us to share his courageous story of how he is doing battle against a very rare and deadly genetic disease called von Hippel-Lindau disease. Now, before I introduce Jason, let me share with you a little bit about what von Hippel-Lindau disease is all about, so you can understand more about the immense battle that Jason is undertaking. I'm sure that most of you have never heard of von Hippel-Lindau disease before. Von Hippel-Lindau disease is an autosomal dominant disorder caused by a defective tumor suppressor gene at chromosome 3, P25 and 3P26, and is characterized by retinal angiomas. Those are eye tumors, or a lot of overgrowing blood vessels. Brain and spinal cord hemangioblastomas, that's brain and spinal cord tumors. Renal cell carcinomas, that's kidney disease. Endolymphatic sac tumors, pheochromocytomas, those are adrenal gland tumors. Papillary cyst adenomas of the epididymis, angiomas of the liver and kidney, and cysts of the pancreas, kidney, liver, and epididymis. Both sexes are affected equally. The diagnosis is established as if patients have more than one central nervous system hemangioblastoma, one hemangioblastoma within the abdominal cavity or the viscera, or the disease of the disease, or one manifestation of the disease and a known family history. So symptoms typically begin in the third or fourth decade. Treatment is symptomatic. Early detection and removal, and the removal of tumors as they develop, is the typical treatment. There is no cure for von Hippel-Lindau disease to date. So because von Hippel-Lindau disease is caused by a defect in the tumor suppressor gene, these tumors are constantly developing as they are removed. Jason, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium.
Good evening.
Jason is being joined with his wife tonight, Olivia, so we may ask Olivia a question or two. Jason, thank you for joining us and sharing your incredible journey with us tonight.
Yeah, this is great. I wouldn't want to miss this.
So, Jason, von Hippel-Lindau disease is very rare. Maybe 10 or 20 other people in the state of Hawaii may have this right now. I had certainly never heard of this disease before. Would you tell us what your thoughts were when you were diagnosed with von Hippel-Lindau disease, and or what your thoughts were when you finally fully realized what this disease was all about?
I never knew what it was, so I thought, well, maybe it ain't all that bad.
Hmm.
And you're correct, and I think this disease manifests in about like 1 in 30,000. So there's just handful of people here in Hawaii that have this, and it's a kind of a strange disease.
Jason, how many surgeries have you undergone so far?
I've gone through four, well actually five, but four biggies.
Okay. When did you start having these surgeries?
Okay, my first one was December 05.
Hmm. So you've had five in about less than 2 years.
Oh, correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of surgery.
Yeah, it is. And they're not little surgeries, you know. My situation, it has a manifestation of cancer in, like, both kidneys. And so rather than the classical cut me on the side kind of thing,
yeah,
my doctor decided to go through right through the front. So he calls it the chevron cut, and it's this big, it's over a foot long, and it kind of like follows the contour of the bottom of my rib cage.
So it looks like the chevron.
It's
logo.
A little upside down logo,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. So a foot long, that's a big incision.
Yeah, Maybe a little longer. It's pretty big.
So you said you had four biggies, meaning you had four abdominal surgeries to
right.
your kidneys.
Yeah, so he like keeps reopening this cut. And initially, he was going to try and attack both kidneys at once. So, you know, just to cut down on having to open me and close me and then let it, you know, heal and then reopen me. But it was just from his colleagues, it was just a little too risky.
Mm.
So we did one at a time, and we'd cut, do the surgery, close it up, and in a couple of months we go back in for the other side.
Mm-hmm. So you've had four in a matter of less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years, yeah.
All right. Intense.
Yeah.
How did your... So you were diagnosed in, I guess, about 2005.
Correct.
December.
It was more like around Halloween.
Halloween time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a dark Halloween.
Wow. how did your doctors come to the diagnosis?
They did a blood test, and initially they were thinking it was this something called tuberous sclerosis.
Okay.
Which I don't know anything about either, so I thought, hey, it can't be all that bad, you know. And then they narrowed it down. They started talking to me about a genetic defect, and I was we had like genetics people involved, so I would meet with them, and we started narrowing it down to the von Hippel-Lindau. So it was a process. We didn't totally nail it down till like after my second surgery.
This was in, I guess, 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you feel? I mean, you know, it's hard on anyone who's diagnosed with cancer, but your diagnosis was with a cancer that was a genetic defect that would probably keep occurring, reoccurring.
Right.
How did you feel about that?
Not good. I mean, you know, pretty much just hearing the word cancer and you got it,
you know,
it's pretty, you know, you really get depressed. And I started to think, well, I guess I had a good life, you know. But, you know, when you hear that, that it's going to recur, you know, you can either just totally fall into it and give up, or, you know, like, there's got to be some way.
Yeah, yeah.
To, there might be something, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Try.
I didn't mean to laugh, though, but, I mean, you know, what you said was probably what, I guess, most people would feel, right? Yeah, if
absolutely.
They are diagnosed with von Hippel-Lindau, because what else is there, right? It's going to keep occurring. Not a good situation.
No. And like I said, they didn't nail it down till like after the second surgery. So I'd already gone through two of them, and it was like, wow, you mean I'm going to have to go through this some more?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it's just like,
it's going to, you. I don't know how often it may
be,
but maybe every year, every few years, something like
that.
Yeah,
I was hoping, you know, it would go at least another 5-10 years or something, but, you know, within a year and a half, there I am getting cut, you know, reopened again. And
yeah, yeah.
It was not a fun thing.
Yeah. How do you deal with the disease mentally and emotionally?
Well, let's see. Yeah. It took a while, you know. My wife and I kept a real positive attitude on it, and we did what we thought was correct. And, you know, I'd always still stay in shape. We'd train and kind of watch our diet, what we thought was, you know, going to work. And it's kind of amazing, too. I think this happens to a lot of people that get diagnosed with any kind of cancer. Is a lot of people will come out of the goodness of their heart and present you with something that, hey, this is something that so-and-so took, and they got
did
good
well.
Results. And you initially get inundated with these things, and
yeah,
you're looking at it and going, which one is the one?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
You're talking about, like, vitamins or drinks like Noni and Goji.
Right, right, absolutely.
Zango and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Actually, I like Zango. Tasted pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it may have really helped you, right?
Yeah. I don't know, you know. It's interesting because at what point, you know, do you keep taking it and you figure out, I don't know if it's working.
Okay. I'm
kind of inundated with that.
Jason, I got to ask you this question because probably other people out there who are listening are thinking it. What did you think about, what were your thoughts about your prognosis?
What were my thoughts about that? I didn't like it. And, you know, at first I'm like in denial. So I don't want to believe that, you know, and I had many sleepless nights. My wife can testify to that, you know. I just could not sleep. I would bury myself in work and just try and not have that thought come into my head. But eventually I had to, like, face it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it,
so why did you feel you had to face it?
Well, because trying to bury it with work and no sleep and all that other stuff wasn't working.
Okay. All right. Jason, when you came in to see me, you probably knew that I had never treated von Hippel-Lindau disease. In fact, I told you that I'd never treated it, much less, you know, heard of von Hippel-Lindau disease. Why did you seek my help at that time?
Okay, that's where my wife comes into the picture.
Okay.
Because she's like a massage therapist and she's in the community, you know, helping people. And she threw your name in the pot with all the other things that were being thrown at me. And
Yeah.
And so she was proposing to me this alkaline diet thing and all that. I'm getting a little ahead, but... And so that's how that came to be.
Okay. You guys must have done some reading on the acid alkaline diet. What had you learned about an alkaline diet? How could that have helped you? Take that one.
Yeah, actually, I was the one that had been reading about, you know, the alkalinity in the body. And Dr. Young's book, The pH Miracle, was one of the books that a friend of mine had suggested I read, among other books. And one of the initial things I read was that cancer thrives in an acidic environment. And so I thought, okay, then I need to change that. So I started to read about the alkalarian diet or alkaline diet initially. And when I introduced it to Jason, he was initially resistant because the doctor told him there's nothing you can eat or drink that will change your condition. That was his initial thought.
Totally genetic. Just whatever you do, you know.
Won't help.
Yeah, it won't matter.
He was resistant to it. But I started initiating some things into our diet anyway without his knowledge. Or he knew I was changing his diet.
I mean, I had to eat it.
Yeah. You know, so I started changing his diet a little by little, you know, and started reading more and explaining to him more what we needed to do. And then, you know, he actually started to get into it. I started to grow sprouts. I got pH strips to test our pH, to monitor, get a baseline, and then move on. And your name got thrown in the pot because one of my my daughter's boyfriend knew a patient, I think, that had come to you or listened to your radio show. And so when we heard about that, I called your office. I made an appointment for him. He couldn't make it, so I came.
Oh, okay.
I took his place.
Okay.
And then I rescheduled his appointment because I really wanted him to talk to you. And I wanted him to, you know, be convinced to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, Jason, I got to say, you know, when I, and probably like you did too, when you hear that it's a genetic disorder, you think, what can we do?
Right.
Right. I mean, according to genetics, we can't do anything to change this problem. But according to the alkaline acid kind of diet, so the alkaline theory is the more alkaline your body, the less chance tumors can grow, and that's what we were hanging our treatment on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Totally.
All right. What kinds of, what food is in the alkaline diet that are good for you, that makes your body more alkaline?
It's like a lot of fresh green veggies, some fruits.
Live foods, most of it. What I try to do is get a lot more live foods, organic, no preservatives, you know, and pretty much as true to nature as possible. No booze.
That's a hard one.
That was the hardest
one. One of your favorites before, Edgy.
No ice cream.
All right. Okay, so obviously we have to also avoid foods that makes your body more acidic, and I guess beer, right? Beer and ice cream are things that make your body more acidic, but also other things, right? So what are the other things that I told you have to avoid eating, James?
Oh, it's like processed flours or just flours, so anything made with flour. So like breads are out, like pancakes.
Animal product.
You can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, you know, it's like a lot of stuff. I used to like to eat cake and stuff.
Sugars, I guess, right?
Sugars, too. Sugars was the toughest thing
cut out. All the tasty stuff.
Yeah.
Cookies, cakes, pies, pastries, chocolates, ice creams, pasta noodles, white rice.
Pretty much, yeah.
Even dried fruits.
Yep, too much sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. On top of that, sugars also feed cancer's growth too, right? Or if it makes the body more acidic, then cancers tend to do better, as the theory goes. Jason, give us an idea of what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now.
Well, we've been kind of on this like oatmeal thingy in the morning.
Okay.
So we'll do that with like a soy milk.
Okay.
And, you know, to spice it up, do a little bit of cinnamon and slice some apples, throw it in there, and some dried almonds and sliced almonds and coconut shreds and stuff like that.
What about lunchtime?
Lunch, usually it's like a salad, fresh salad, and sometimes I have some fish with it.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. How's dinner? What is dinner like?
Dinner... That my wife is she's very creative.
You gotta be, right, with this alkaline diet. Or a healthy diet.
So she comes up with a few recipes, you know, that and I hate to say it, but every once in a while we'll just break down and go get like down to earth or something.
Pre-made stuff.
Yeah, that's their hot food. And
yeah,
of course we still gotta look at the ingredients and things like that.
Yeah,
but
well, at least it's healthy.
Yeah, and it's like ready made, and we'll use that as a side with our salad. And so, you know, it's just not totally eating all of that. It's kind of like, you know, you still have your greenery and you stretch it with that. It actually can be a pretty good tasty meal.
Yeah. Sounds like you eat a lot of salad.
Yeah, well, sometimes for lunches too, I'll do like a hummus thing. And some, I have like those, it's kind of like this seed cracker thingy. That's pretty good. I kind of like that with the hummus and like cucumbers and carrots and stuff.
I just wanted to mention whole grains because Jason talked about oatmeal for breakfast. Whole grains are considered neutral, so it's not acidic or it's not alkaline. So we want Jason's diet more alkaline, so that's why a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables in his diet. So even though fruits have sugar in it, it makes the body more alkaline. Jace, is the diet easy or hard to follow? Still got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's it takes getting used to. And I also cut out like meat. So like beef, pork, chicken... That's all out. Also eggs and milk.
Right, because the meats and the dairy products makes the body more acidic.
Yeah.
Or less alkaline.
Yeah. And so, I forget what I'm talking about.
So you're just basically eating fish as a meat.
Right.
Yeah, nothing else. So the diet wasn't that tough for you.
Cutting out the meats wasn't all that bad. But the sugar thing was pretty nasty.
Okay, I guess you still like to eat sweets.
Yeah.
But you're not alone.
That was hard.
Okay.
It took about 2 weeks just to, like, you know, get over the my little withdrawal.
Yeah. 2 weeks of detox.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
So, Jason, you started treatment with me in April of this year. You had another surgery in May. Would you tell us why you had that surgery and how did you respond to that surgery?
Okay, that... at our last scan after my first two surgeries, we noticed there was stuff growing again.
Mm.
And it was looking like it was coming back pretty quick.
Mm.
And so my surgeon said, you know, he was concerned. And so we had to go and schedule it. And that was like May 5th.
You had the surgery.
Yeah.
And you had to remove tumors and cysts on the left kidney?
Yeah, it was the left.
And when did you have your surgery before that?
My last surgery was February 06.
06, yeah. So it came back in a little over a year.
Yeah, pretty quick. Yes.
And it was both on the left and right
kidneys? It was on both kidneys again.
Okay. How did you recover from that surgery in May?
Okay, now this was pretty pretty wild because, like, I had, prior to coming to you, we had already started on the diet, you know, so we were like maybe a little over, almost 2 months into it by the time I had come to see you. And for me, it was like starting, I wanted to do it like, it's kind of out of desperation.
Mm.
And, you know, I was just grasping at straws there. And so, but I was hoping that, you know, I even asked my surgeon for another scan before the surgery. And he obliged, and we looked, and, you know, it was, in fact, getting bigger.
Mm.
You know, so, okay, well, let's go and cut that thing out. And the amazing thing to me, though, was the recovery was a lot quicker, and I regained, like, my mobility. It was a lot quicker. I just noticed how much more smooth, you know, it went, despite it being like major surgery, you know.
Right, your third major surgery in like a year and a half.
Yeah,
or so.
And it was like, and first I started going, well, you know, I maybe it's because I expected, I know what to expect, you know, kind of thing, and this is going to happen. But, you know, it was like a general sense of well-being. I mean, that.
That you felt after.
Yeah, and I was on my feet like in no time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you were back to cycling.
Yeah, that was my big thing. I would get on the bike, and it was probably about a week, well, almost about 9 days after the surgery, I was riding the bike and trying to get that cardio thing going again.
It sounds like you were surprised with the recovery.
Big time surprised.
Mm. To be honest, though, I mean, you're not only changing your diet. We did add some supplements and things to your program.
Yeah.
So the supplements we added to Jason's treatment program are supplements to boost the immune system. But Jason, you're not taking a lot of them. I think you're taking about 5 or 6 bottles.
Right.
A lot of my patients who have cancer, we end up giving them maybe 10 or 13 bottles of stuff to take. And I think we just figured, yeah, Jason wouldn't be up to taking so many pills.
Yeah, that's
pills.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Do you feel different since you changed your diet and starting taking the supplements for your immune system?
Yeah, definitely. I just feel a lot, I'm pretty detoxed.
Yeah, you feel clean?
Yeah, very. Very clean. I notice if I do start to... you know, wander off my diet.
Yeah.
I kind of notice it.
Oh, you feel it?
Yeah.
Feel like it's good?
If I do eat an occasional meat, something.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
So even just eating a little bit of meat, you feel different?
I'll feel a little of that. And, you know, every once in a while, I gotta go have a beer or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard. I feel that.
It's his recovery. I noticed that his recovery from drinking any kind of alcoholic drinks, it's real apparent now with just one or two drinks, where before he could drink, you know,
a lot.
you know when they say have a glass of wine? Yeah. Well, my husband doesn't do a glass of wine. He does a bottle of wine in a big glass.
It's still a glass.
So what's the difference? I mean, you say you feel better, but what do you feel with the diet change and the taking the supplements? And how does drinking make you feel bad?
I feel a little more run down. I feel like a full body pain. It's not real sore, but I feel like, you know, there's something going on. And I was self-induced.
That was not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason, in August, you had to undergo your fourth surgery.
Correct.
To remove tumors and cysts on your right kidney. How did this surgery go, and how quickly did you recover?
Okay, at this point, I was pretty much sold on the diet because my recovery was so quick, and I was back at work, basically, and so I still had the anxiety going into it, but it wasn't so bad, and I'd do my heavy training. It was like training for an event just before this, and by the time I went in there, you know, I'm pretty psyched out to do this. And the interesting thing on this surgery was that all my other surgeries, I have like a bunch of cysts in both kidneys, and my surgeon would cut some of these out because they kind of get in the way, and that would all get sent to like pathology, and all my pathology reports would always come back that in my case my cyst all test positive for cancer. So there it is, you know, I'm looking at this thing recurring.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing was this fourth surgery, we were doing that same scenario. My wife and I are in the hospital, you know, lying on the bed, and my doctor comes in and says the surgery went well, you know, we got all the cancer, and I have some interesting news. He says, we got your pathology report on your cysts, and it came back negative for cancer. So that was like a big hallelujah, you know, get down on your knees and praise God and everything.
Yeah, that's a big change, right? Because the four previous surgeries, the pathology on the tumors and cysts were all positive for cancer and malignancy.
Yeah, right.
And this one came back negative.
Right. And so, huge.
Huge change.
Yeah,
huge shift.
Huge.
All right, Jason. We're going to have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll finish up and ask you about your thoughts about what's going on now. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, my patient Jason is sharing his heroic battle against the very rare and deadly von Hippel-Lindau disease with us. Jason and I will be right back after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from New Tricks Hawaii, Divina Natural Skincare, Tri Element Supplement Company, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center.
KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Jason joins us to share his courageous story of how he is doing battle against a very rare genetic disease called von Hippel-Lindau disease. Jason, you shared with us your last surgery that you went through in August. They removed cysts and tumors from your right kidney, and the pathology on the tumors and cysts came back negative. You had mentioned that you wanted to celebrate when you heard that news, because that's a big change.
Oh, big time.
What did your surgeon say about that?
He was very surprised. He was genuinely interested in what I did or what I am doing.
He didn't expect that to happen.
He didn't expect that. He looked at the two of us and he went, what are you doing? And he was thinking about it more just for himself. I mean,
for knowledge.
Yeah, because he sees it so often, you know, and I guess it's not too often you see this thing turn around like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was huge for him too.
Did you tell him what you were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And he, you know, I haven't been sending him any info, you know, because he's so busy. But maybe I should. But, you know, he showed a genuine interest in it.
Jason, what are your thoughts about naturopathic medicine now? I mean, it sounds like you were kind of resistant against, you know, changing your diet and, you know, doing an alkaline acid kind of diet and then taking supplements. What are your thoughts about naturopathic medicine now?
You know, it's the way to go. I mean, it's too bad I had to go through all these surgeries and everything, but, you know, sometimes you got to go through all this to finally realize that, you know, you come to that point where this is perhaps the key.
Yeah. So I guess what you may be trying to tell people out there is don't wait. Start now.
Right. That would be very good. Yeah. And my wife and I, you know, ever since, because she's on the diet too, and we'll be sitting home watching TV and stuff, and we get inundated with all these commercials that it's, you know, eat this, go, you know, this so-and-so, and the food, I must admit, looks really good on TV, you know, and and you start to see that we are kind of brainwashed into, like, eating the wrong stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Daily.
Yeah. They do make it look really good.
Very enticing.
Yeah, so, yeah. So it takes some determination and
absolutely, yes.
All right. Jason, I have to say that naturopathic medicine is not the only thing that is going for you now. Tell us about all the other support that you're getting, because I know you're a Christian guy, but typically my patients who are diagnosed with cancer, they even become more religious during this
time. When this all started, I was not religious. I don't go to church.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday mornings was my surf time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my church. You know, I'd go surfing, and that's what I believed in. And it's funny. The first two surgeries, still, people would pray for me, and we would go and have these little prayer groups and things, and that would be the extent of it. I wouldn't really pursue it. And it wasn't until about after, when I found out I'm going to be going through another round of two more surgeries, that I started to turn to the church. Like, my wife had always been going, so all of a sudden she had a little shadow, you know, tagging along, going to church, and there I was in the congregation, and really starting to believe in it.
How did the church and religion help you?
It gave me strength, and I started to just kind of connect with it, and it was at first it was awkward, but it seemed I don't know, might not work, you know, or I'm just saying words. But as I started to go more and more, I started to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and I didn't have to do any more thinking after that. It just filled me and guided me to where I had to go and what I had to do. And so, you know, as I approached the next couple of surgeries, you know, I looked to the Lord for support, and it was interesting. It really did come. And there was like, we had like a lot of prayer groups, and a lot of people that I don't know were praying for me with all their heart. And
that must have felt good.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And like, especially during like recovery, I could tell by the first or second day after, you know, I'm lying in bed going, wow, I feel really great. And I want to just go and thank everybody for their prayers, because I'm a firm believer now, you know, you just believe in God, believe in the Holy Spirit and Jesus, And the power of prayer, absolutely, the power of prayer.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I tell my patients is the wild card, you know, faith. Because faith, if you have faith, it really does help you in healing and help your immune system. Jason, what would you want to share with the listening audience about your experience with this disease?
Well, initially, it looked like this was going to be the end of me. This was going to be my demise. And this is how I was going to close my book.
Mm.
It was looking pretty grim and impossible. But the Lord made the impossible possible. And it really did turn. It was so overwhelming to have that the pathology report come back negative. And it was so huge. My wife and I couldn't get down on my knees, but she almost did, and we just did a big prayer right there.
Mm.
And it was hallelujah, yes.
All right. So you're feeling a lot better about your situation now?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. What would you like to say to anyone out there who may have von Hippel-Lindau disease?
You know, well, it manifests itself in so many different ways. I would just hope that it manifested in a way that for whoever's out there with it, that it wasn't so have such a big impact on your life. And you know, I was lucky in a way to have like the kidney cancer, and I caught it at a time where it was still treatable.
Mm.
And so I'm not on dialysis, or I still have like a 3/4 kidney on my left and half on my right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not on dialysis. I never went through chemo or radiation, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have, I got scanned for like the brain and spine tumors, but you know, I was very, very fortunate to not have that.
Have those, yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say to them if they're listening out there?
Yeah, well, hang in there, and you know, you might want to try this diet.
It may be working for you.
Right, yeah.
All right. Olivia, do you have anything you wanted to say before we end?
Actually, I do. Whether you have von Hippel or any kind of disease, it starts with your diet. It's really, for me, it's a very strong foundation, diet, and also the mind-body connection, how your mind actually is stronger than you know, and that with the two together, you really live, you know, a fuller life when you really watch what you put in your body. That old saying, eat in moderation, I used to guffaw and laugh at that. You know what? There really is some truth behind that.
Mm. So you're feeling some improvement also,
oh,
besides,
yes,
just seeing Jason change.
Definitely.
Hey, Jason,
definitely.
You must have lost a lot of weight too.
I sure did. Must have been about 15, 14 pounds.
All right.
Like that. Without trying.
I mean, Jason is in great shape anyway, but he looked really, really wiry and lean now.
Oh, yeah. Real lean.
All right, Jason. I'm sorry to say our time is up.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason, so much for sharing your incredible story with us tonight. Your story is both heroic and compelling. Would you please keep us informed about what's going on with your progress over the next few years?
Yeah.
All right. Jason, I want to thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of everyone listening tonight, best of luck and wishes for you in the future. God bless you.
Thank you.
And keep up the good fight. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and joining us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the program and learned something of value. Please join me next week. We have another special guest joining us. My patient, Vince, will be joining us to share his story of beating the most painful headache around, cluster headaches. Tune in to hear Vince's story of suffering from debilitating cluster headaches for over 20 years, daily stabbing eye pain, and chronic sinus problems. Learn how bad these symptoms were, how long he suffered with them, how many doctors he looked to for help without relief, and what he did to beat these cluster headaches with natural medicine. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by Tri-Elements, Nutrix Hawaii, the Pan American MOA Foundation, DeVita Natural Skincare, Enzymatic Therapy, the Flora Supplement Company, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center. Please stay right here. Nutrition or Health in You is up next. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Again, may God bless you and thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you again here next week on Wellness in the New Millennium on K108.